Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, and welcome back to the show. This is the Ladies of Tea Talk Time, and today is May the 14th, 2016. Cannot believe that we already, is what, 5 months into the year? Well, I know we took a little bit of break. Yeah, we were not on air last week, Saturday, or the week prior before, because I was in San Diego the week of the 28th, I believe that was. Yeah, it was 28, 29, somewhere around there for a wedding, beautiful wedding in San Diego up there on the hills. I had a wonderful time reconnecting with a few of my friends that I had not seen in almost 10 years. It was a beautiful wedding. Shout out to Nika. To Nico and Laura, congratulations, guys, on your wedding. It suited your personality so much. It was absolutely breathtaking. We had a blast. And then last week, just coming back into the work week and getting back into all the situation, I decided not to do a show last week. But I missed you guys, and, I can continue to thank you guys for the continued support and tuning in every Saturday, taking the time out to do the show and to listen with us. Yesterday was my birthday, so yay, happy birthday to me, guys. Yes, I am a Taurus, a me girl. Anyways, I had a great time yesterday as well. I did work, but nonetheless, I appreciate all the phone calls, all the text message, the Facebook shout-outs from family, friends, loved ones just, wishing me a happy birthday. I felt loved. I appreciate being loved, and I appreciate people just, reaching out. I am very appreciative of that. I try to learn to cherish people in my life and to just love people while they're here and continue to support and to motivate and to give where I can. It's just the nature of who I am. I thank my maker for creating me that way and for blessing me with this life, with this existence. And so I just want to thank everyone that text, that called, that Facebook, thank you very much. I love you guys in return, and I thank you for all the love and everything you showed. Well, today's show, my co-host, the beautiful Dee Moore, she is going to be joining me shortly. However, in the meantime, what we're talking about today is it just a bathroom issue? And this topic is geared around the debate and the controversy that is going on right now in our world and in the country that we live in with the transgender issue and what is happening with them being able to or allowed in schools to use the bathroom that's of the sex they identify with, not the one that they were born in, but the one that they identify with. There is quite a bit of, let's say, controversy and story. I'm sure you've seen it throughout on your Facebook, social media timeline, Twitter, Instagram. That's the trending topic for the week right now, is this whole controversy and this whole issue regarding the transgender issue and whether or not they should be allowed to use the bathroom of the sex that they identify with. What I'm going to do is give you my opinion and my perspective and my take on it. And we don't all necessarily have the same perspective. We don't all necessarily have to agree on this particular subject. I can just give you my feedback, my perspective, and the way how I see it. And, and then we'll, whenever Dee joins us, then she can go ahead and give her perspective. Now, for me, it's been, identified or is being said that this is somewhat like the Jim Crow era, for those of you who don't know what the Jim Crow era is, that was when we were discriminate. We had discrimination within our society of a race of people, where we were not allowed to use the same restrooms and we were not allowed to use the same water fountains, restaurants, and so forth and of that nature. And quite honestly, I do not think that the Jim Crow era and what we are dealing with at this particular point can be considered to be the same or should even be, you know, put against each other of and it being any similarity, because the Jim Crow era was an era where we were discriminating against a race of people that did not have a choice or a say within the skin they were born in. You know, we are created by God the way we were, and we were born the way we were. And for another race of people that felt they were superior, and please note, I use the word felt, that they're superior, or think that they're superior, to discriminate against another set of race or another set of people based on color of their skin, and then decided that we were less than, and decided that we were not even human, as how they put it. And that's a fact, actually. It's still a part of the Constitution in the very country you live in that they're quarreling right now about this trans bathroom issue. That we were could not use the same water fountains, the same bathroom, or the same restaurants. To me, those are entirely two different things, because you're discriminated against the people who did not have a choice or a say about the color of their skin. So there's no comparison to me when I hear that going around and I see it. And it, that's actually how the Obama administration, the current or current president, this is what his administrations are saying when they're going up against North Carolina, which there's a standard controversial and debate going on right now about them refusing to yield to this new change that the government is demanding that they make this change and come together on this. It's not the same thing to me. So, you know, I thought it was asinine for them to even make the comparison. Transgenders have a choice. This is a choice that you make to do what you have decided to do in terms of changing your sex and changing to live the in this particular skin that you say you identify with and you're more comfortable in. That but there's still a choice. You made that choice that this is what I'm going to do. I was born maybe a male, but I am going to live as a female, or I was born a female, but I choose to live as a male. It's a choice that you make every single day that you get up and you decide to alter your features. You decide to take medication to alter your body from changing or doing what it's supposed to naturally do with whichever sex you were born in, the sex that God gave you as your identity. You decided that you want to alter that identity because you feel more comfortable in one other particular sex than the other. You know, because I would like to say I feel more comfortable doing a lot of things, but do I do it? No, I don't do it. And that's my personal choice, that I choose not to do certain things because it either goes against my moral beliefs or it may endanger myself and others. So I choose not to do it. And I'm sure there's thousands of people in the world, too, that are more comfortable doing one thing, but they choose not to do it for whatever particular reason. And I'm not even arguing that that's their choice. I'm just what my thing to them is, it's a choice that you make. And even though that you choose to live that way, and thank God we live in a country that believes in equal rights, equal freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, and all of those things. And you have an opportunity to be free and to live as comfortably in whatever decisions and life choices that you make. I thank God that we live in such a country, you know, where it's not, you know, this is a democratic country where we don't live in a regime where you have to comply to what the government says and that's it. However, my issue with the, you know, the LBG and the transgender movement and whatever is happening is that you are also, their argument is always is that people won't allow them to choose and people won't allow them to live. Okay, so you guys are choosing to live in the sex or the identity that you are comfortable with. But then in you doing so, you're taking away the other rest of the world and the other rest of people that you live amongst, the choice of not agreeing with you and not feeling comfortable with you, I mean, just forcing or just wanting to impose the choices that you make upon us. And that's always my issue with them. I have no issue with the lifestyle you choose to live, the way how you choose to conduct yourself and what happens in your house behind your closed doors with whomever of your choice. My issue is when you, the choice that you make, you impose it on the other people and the rest of the world that does not agree with your choice. And you make it as if they are discriminated against you or you are hated because they necessarily don't agree with the choice that you make. They have a right as well not to agree with you and the choice that you make because those are your choices, that this is you are entitled to the choices you make. Even our maker, our Father, our God above, doesn't give us the free will of choice. He doesn't take it away from us. So, again, my question to them always is then, so what gives you the right to take away our choice? You choose, and we allow you to live and to do whatever you want to do within your choice, but then you take away our choice to say, we don't agree, we don't want this, or we don't see it your way, and we don't want to live the way you, we don't want you to force your way of life upon us. Then we're painted as being hateful, discriminating, we don't like you, and or, you know, and all of those type of words you see throw around in all the time, and you act as if you're being discriminated again. Well, that's not the truth. It's not the truth. There are thousands of people, I'm sure, over the world, around the world that agree with me. That is not the truth. That's how you guys victimize yourself in believing that is the truth, and it really isn't the truth because a lot of you have friends, great people and people in your life that love you, still support you, even though they may not agree with your lifestyle. When we do have an issue is when you try to impose your lifestyle upon others and then you make it a discriminative thing or you make it a hatred thing when we don't necessarily agree with you and we don't want it to be thrown in our face and imposed upon us. And that's my argument. That's always how I feel about this. And this whole issue with the bathroom situation, I honestly, in this day and age, sometimes I love children. I would want them for myself, but some of the times I thank God I don't have them because I would be terrified as a parent right now thinking about this. And I know they're saying it's unknown fears and unseen fears and fears that we are putting upon ourselves to with some of these things, but we live in such a dangerous world where there's so much predators, sexual predators, people that has that are really not good people. They have no good intention towards children, towards women, and to even towards men. You hear of the horror stories every single day of children being victimized, being abused, and being taken advantage of if their parents even take their eyes off them for a moment. They spend more time at school than they do in their home. And we would like to think of one of the rules of this country, one of the things that they're governed and is obligated to do is to provide safety, is to provide safety. And that safety comes whether it's with police, hospitals, and education and stuff like that. And if our kids are spending so much more time in school than they do, that should be a safe, comfortable environment where every parent, single parent, co-head household, co-parenting, whatever your situation is, your home situation is, or domestic situation is, they should feel that their children is safe at school and they're not in danger in any capacity or shape or form. And yes, I know you can't predict every single thing, but why should we put them in a situation where it could go the wrong way? We see the headline news every day where kids are losing it and they're doing things to each other. Just 2 weeks ago, that little girl that was beaten in a bathroom, you know, you send your child to school and the next phone call you get is that she's dead. You know, she's dead at 15 years old. And what I'm saying is that you do have children that have, whether it's chemical imbalance and personality disorder and other mental issues that can snap on another kid and probably sexually assault that child in that bathroom or whatever it is and pretending to be one thing because you really don't know. How are you going to actually prove that this person or this child is what they say they are, and they're all allowed to mix and mingle in the same restroom? And again, you have to think that bathroom is such a place where people feel so vulnerable, and you feel so exposed, and you feel so naked. And, you know, because of the nature of the activity and the things that is involved or that goes on in a bathroom, we have, then you have to also think about and consider that we have young teenage boys with hormones that are raving, and some of them, not everybody is, you know, have their emotions under control and know how to conduct themselves in a manner in which we can trust that you're going to make decisions. Because as teenagers, again, they're not thinking rationally. They often don't make the best decisions in the world. So we are just, I think, is opening up a whole can of worms. Where I know we're going to see much more debates and much more controversy and much more headline news in the upcoming week on this topic. And whether they think that some of the issues that we have or some of the fears we have are unfounded and there is no, you know, grounds for it, and that we're just trying to conjure up things or make up things that probably likely not to happen. My fear is that at this point, I don't want to find out later on down the line that some of these fears they think we're conjure up, or some of these fears that they think we are coming up with all on our own out of our own fears is going to come a reality. To see that headline news of a child being sexually assaulted or a child being molested or a child being abducted or whatever it is in a bathroom because someone pretended to be something they're not, and take advantage of that situation. And that's what I'm saying, that this really needs to be considered. It really needs to be thought out, and I'm not quite sure even why it's a political issue. Why is it a political agenda? And I know President Obama is the president of the United States and not just the president of one race of a people. But I really am kind of somewhat disappointed just from my own personal perspective that I didn't want him to be this is the last thing you were remembered for in office on your last year in office of doing. I'm not even sure why the president is involved into this. I really don't know, you know. I can't wrap my mind around it. I cannot begin to understand why is it a political issue anyways. Again, I think they should use the bathroom of the sex they were born in, not the one you feel comfortable in or identify in, the one you were born in. That's basically my honest feel. I don't think they should impose their choice up on others. And then if they disagree with your choice, then you paint a picture as if you're hated and you are being discriminated against, and that's not necessarily the case. It's that people don't agree with your choice, and people have a choice and a right not to agree with your choice because it is your choice, not their choice. And then again, I will say the Obama administration right now making a comparison because that's the argument, that the Secretary of State right now, or the lawyer of states or whatever it is of the House, is that's our argument right now with the debate that they're going on with, or the standing debate that they're having in Carolina. That is her argument. She's comparing a race of people that was brought here against their will, that was enslaved to build this country and then turn around and was discriminated against because they were deemed to be less than human beings, that they couldn't use the same water fountain and they couldn't use the same restroom and they couldn't use the same restaurants and whatever it is as from another set of race of people that think they were superior and acted as if they were superior. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing because as a race, that race of people are people of color. We had no choice in the skin that we were born with. We were wonderfully and fearfully made in the image of our God. So that was not a choice for us. We didn't have a choice. We can't rub it off and take it off or step out of our skin. So it's not the same thing. And I found it very offensive. I said asinine and ludicrous that she, it even came out of her mouth when I saw the CNN press conference. I thought it was ridiculously crazy. And from a black woman, too. How did you make the comparison? I mean, transgender is a choice. You choose to dress like a male or you choose to dress like a female and take adjective and drugs and supplements and all these other things that you take to alter your body and the chemical imbalance and the makeup of your DNA and how you were made to fit whatever skin you choose to be in or whatever skin you identify with or you feel comfortable in. And some of these young people, I really don't know what's going on in the world. I really don't know. As I said, I'm just at some point, thank God, I don't have any children. These kids that don't even know who they want to be, what they want to be, are so young or are put into this position because media, the narrative that is being told, magazine, radios, this is accepted right now and it's popular and it's trendy. And we were children once and teenager and little kids that like to do the trendy, the popular thing and all of that type of stuff. It could really be a phase. It could be really it's the trend, it's the thing to do. And these kids really are just trying to go with the trend and what is popular right now. It really could be that. A lot of them are very confused, as I said. Who knew what they wanted to be or how comfortable? Everybody felt like a tomboy or a tom girl or whatever it is at some point in their life. I really did because I know I went through one of that phase in my life where all I wanted to do was wear baggy pants and whatnot, and that's because I really didn't like all the attention that I was getting and because my body was changing. Everybody go through those type of things. So for parents, I know we live in a country society where they're all like, you know, self-identity, allow them to be themselves. You don't want to stifle them. And I'm all for that, allowing them to be themselves. But some of these things that they're supporting these children in, all in the sake of not wanting to be the bad parent or not wanting to seem like you are not the popular parent or the fun parent or whatever, to me, is just ridiculous. You are their parent. You have a different obligation and different job than their friends and everybody else that's going to tell them what they want to hear. They only have you in their life for one part. They have their whole lives to make other choices on their own and have friends to tell them what they want to hear and people that are going to do the popular thing or whatever it is. Some of these things that I see these parents supporting these children in that don't pay any bills, that some of them you still have to remind them to brush their teeth and to take out, clean up their room and all of those type of things, but they know, oh, today I was born a girl, but today I want to be a boy. I was born a boy, but today I want to be a girl. It's just crazy to me and ridiculous. It is. And as I said, we are all entitled to our opinion and our perspective. And, you know, this is just the perspective of Stacey and the opinion of Stacey. And agree to disagree with me. I'm open to listen to what anyone else has to say, their perspective and their opinions on the topic. But I honestly, until something else I see arise, that may change my mind because I may feel this strongly today. And, you know, in a year or two, I may feel differently about certain things. But for at this particular point and at this particular moment, this is how I feel about the issue. I don't see the reason why this is. We have so many other bigger issues and so many other bigger agenda and so many other bigger things that we need to battle as a people and as a country. This should not be one of them. We should not have a bill holed up in Carolina and our debate between the government and the transgender issue and bathroom issue in school and imposing upon other people and their children. You know, now I think you're violating their constitutional rights to choose. You're taking away their right to choose. I honestly think a lot of parents should now start considering homeschooling. They even have classes that you can do online. Fortunately, a lot of us cannot afford to do that because a lot of us are single parents. Instead, we all have different domestic situations. And, you know, we have to go to work to support our family and to support our children. So, yes, we have to put them in public school where it allows us to go to work and pick them up and so forth and so on. But I honestly would tell the parents that who can afford to do the homeschooling and stuff and things of that nature, if you cannot work from home, to start considering that, because your rights, too, I think, is being violated. Your rights, I think, too, is being taken away. Your rights, too, to choose that I don't want my children to be exposed to certain things too early, too young, and all of those that nature of things is just is being taken away from you as well. And I haven't heard anyone consider or say that or even look at that as a perspective because, again, as I said, it's always one perspective that is being shared, the one that they feel like they're being discriminated against or they're being not heard or, you know, people hate them and people don't want them to live and have a fulfilling life. And that's not true. It's not true at all. I don't agree. It's, you know, I think it's a bigger issue. And I think we are, you know, not to make this religious, but I think we are living in the last days. I think a lot of what is happening in our world right now is like biblical revelation. And a lot of people some people may not see it that way. Some people may not agree, but I really do think a lot of the stuff that we're fighting right now, I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen because I'm like, it's like revelation all over again. What is really happening in our world? Is this what we're debating? Is this what we're really arguing? It makes no sense to me. And, you know, it's just crazy to me. Fearful is craziness, and for the people that have children, I cannot imagine it. I cannot imagine some of the fears and some of the things that they are going through their minds when they send their kids off to school right now. And for them even to say this, that I heard they say that these are unfounded fears and things that parents have, it's not true. It's certainly not true because I think it was a few months ago in Florida, actually, a family traveling through Florida on vacation, and they stopped at one of those fast food places. I want to say it's McDonald's. Two brothers and their parent, the two boys went to use the restroom and one came back and one didn't. And when the other one, the father didn't see the other one, he immediately, his instinct, his senses told him that something was wrong. And when he went into that restroom, his son was being attacked. And he wrestled with the person that he got out. He chased him and all of that type of stuff. And, yeah, they won't reveal. He was later caught by the cops. They found him later on. I think it was a few hours later, the news report. He was in Jacksonville, Florida. They were driving, doing like a road trip sort of situation. And they won't reveal if or not the child was assaulted merely because he's a minor and he's that young. But, again, I'm saying, like, these are there are predators out there. And we may look at them that, oh, these are just kids. The bottom line is we see the headline news every day. There are kids that don't make the best decision, kids that are confused, kids that are not thinking rationally. They're experimented with substance abuse, drugs, those things that can alter their thought process, their thinking, their ability to make wise and good decisions. They're pressured into doing. You don't know what you are pretty much setting up. To me, is how I look at it. I see it as just setting up for all of these possible things that you're asking into to happen. We're seeing now, right now, you can see throughout our judicial system where, you know, the people that are being arrested or are being convicted and put behind bars are younger and younger and younger. So the thing that some of these things cannot possibly happen because you're talking about kids and teenagers, I beg to differ. Our judicial system, our headline news, everything that is happening in our world is telling us that we're not dealing with just teenagers and children anymore because they're more exposed to violence and to substance abuse. It's more easy access for them to get their hands on guns and things of that nature. And they are dealing with a lot of pressures and a lot of things to be, what you know, so different, to go against the norm, to go against morality, to go against the, what they, how they were raised, and all of these different elements. They have so much more pressure and so much more things going on with them than we did when we were growing up as teenagers, and when our parents were growing up as teenagers and their parents. It's causing some of them to snap. It's causing so much of them to react and to behave in such a different way than possible. You know, it's and I, as I said, I really don't know what's going to happen to our generation. I really don't know. I am very fearful for the people, for the people that are having children, that are having to deal with this, and I'm in support of with them that I don't think this is a good idea. I don't think our government should be involved in this. I'm not even sure why they're considering this when we have bigger issues and battles to face in this country. And for, you know, for all those you guys that took the time out to listen this morning, if you're a parent and if you're a child, I really would like to hear from you or hear your perspective and your opinion on this matter and how you're feeling. You know, what are the fears and what are the thoughts that are going through your head right now as it's close to your child, you know, as it relates to you and your children or your child? When you think about this and you think about all the things that could happen and that possibly can happen. And personally, I'm not one of the people that, as they say, don't worry about tomorrow type of situation, because as a parent, you have that innate instinct that you are supposed to foresee danger. A part of your job is to protect. So, yeah, you're going to have that innate instinct to think about the things that could possibly happen or the danger that your child are possibly in. And again, as I said, don't mean to sound redundant, but if you have the opportunity or can possibly homeschool your kids and all of that type of stuff, I would strongly consider it at this point. If this is the rate and the road that our country is going down, I would strongly support parents who can afford to do so and have that opportunity, that this is probably something you possibly want to think about. Just that I hear them being advertised every single day. Even now they have a free online schooling that kids can do from accredited institutions. Because I really don't know what's going to happen. It's just crazy to me. It really is crazy. It's, you know, until sometimes I'm at a loss for words with just listening to these debates and these different things that you hear that are happening. And again, it said that our president, the administration, the Obama administration, they just issued a guideline on transgender access to school bathrooms, matching their gender identity. So that's what we're talking about today. If you're just chiming into the show, we're talking about, is it just a bathroom issue? You know, does the Jim Crow era applies in the debate of the gender identity having to do with the them being able to use or being allowed to use the bathroom of the sex that they identify with, but not the sex they were born in? I don't think they should be allowed to. I think they should be allowed to use the restroom of the sex that they were born in, not the sex they identify in. Because the sex that they identify in, that they choose to live in, is a personal choice that they choose to make. So be comfortable in the choice that you make. Love the choice that you make. Live in the choice that you make. Don't impose the choice that you make upon other people who did not make that choice. They didn't make that choice. You did. And that's how strongly I feel about it, that it's not a choice that we make and it's not a choice that we want for ourselves. And that's all that the other people that you live with, that you coexist with on this planet is saying to you, is to consider that this is not a choice that they make, it's a choice that you make. So you don't have the right to take away their choice because you chose another choice. And it's not fair either. It's absolutely not fair. The same way you feel like you're being plotted against or you feel hate, is how you think the other race of people feel. I always try to wonder, if anybody's ever asking that, how do you think the other people that you share this earth with, that you share this country with, that you share this planet with feels? If you feel, you know, discriminated against, you feel unloved, you feel unwanted, you feel like people are robbing you of your ability to live free and do what you want, how do you think the other race of people or the other people on this planet, on this country, in this world feel when you try to take their choice away? You are pretty much in reverse. Not directly, but are taking away their choice. And that's what you guys are continuing. Every time I hear a headline news, hear a debate, or listen to some, you know, anything that is being said or being talked about when you're talking about their life or whatever it is, you always are saying that people don't give you the opportunity to live, but you're doing the same thing to other people. It's the very same thing that you're accusing people of doing to you is what you turn around when you come up with these different things or these different natures of things that you think you're not allowed to do. And again, I honestly believe some of these kids that want to do this today, now in 10 years, if we probably re-examine this situation or revisit some of them life, they change their mind because they're growing. They're changing every single day. They're teenagers. Their hormones are raging. They don't know, as we'll say back in my island, a little proverb that says, you don't know your bed from your bedfoot. Yeah, meaning you don't know what you want today versus what you're going to want tomorrow. Because it could be you're changing. We're changing every single day. So, you know, again, I would consider, you know, I guess we'll continue to watch the headline news and we'll continue to see what exactly is, how this is going to play out in the media. As I said, I know we can just, it's going to be all we're going to be seeing these days, of what is going to be happening and how far this is going to go. And if there really is, because, you know, Carolina is fighting it along with Texas, the state that I'm in. You know, Texas is telling that, oh, they don't want, they can keep their 30 pieces of silver, but they don't want it, you know, because a part of it is that not only it will affect the schools in terms of the assistance and the help that they get from the government, you know, government aid and grants, which, again, is going to affect the entire school population. That's going to affect the way how teachers are able to educate their children, how they're able to teach, you know, because we're talking about funding here. School supplies, school materials, our school systems are already suffering as it is. They're already underfunded. Teachers are underpaid. All of these issues and these things we are already dealing with. Now we're adding one more thing to cut budgets and to restrict the funding that they're getting, to restrict the way how they're able to effectively and efficiently educate our children, our future generation. The makers and shakers of tomorrow that are going to be running this country and running this world. So, again, we don't need this another issue. And I don't see, and that the kid, the kind of issue that parents, school boards, community, students, and teachers should be allowed to work in a particular way and maximize among the respect for individual rights of all students. And this to me is violating, it's just violating the rights of everybody because of a choice that one particular family may make or a child may make. I don't know what to say sometimes. It's, as I said, you know, if I'm stuttering, guys, or if I'm chiming in and out, it's because sometimes, just thinking about this, just thinking about the whole process and the whole everything don't make any sense to me. And, you know, the governor of the state of Texas, which is Dan Patrick, he accused the Obama administration of blackmail, and he called the guidance, school engineering, because as I said, it's going to affect how the teachers and the school board and the school district is able to educate the children efficiently and effectively, because this is going to also affect the grants and stuff that they get, for implementing certain programs which aid and facilitate in our kids being educated and being informed for our future. So it's bigger than just the bathroom issue. It really is bigger than just the bathroom issue. And I honestly don't think they should compromise either, just because it's going to affect them on such a broad scale across the states. With the pay and the way they're able to, the infrastructures and their ability to get certain things in order to educate our kids. Again, I say this should not be happening. It should not be happening at all. And I still believe that schools or our president should not be involved in this. Really should not be involved. This should not be something that our president is debating. We have bigger issues to fight. As I said, I know he's trying to do a lot of things, especially in his last year, his last term in office, but this should not be one of the things that I think he should be debating. I honestly do not think so.
For any school district not to adhere because of that critical factor, you can, may, and will lose funding. And with what's going on here in this social climate, regardless if you agree with it or not, me personally, I'm against it. I think it's going to open up a whole lot of doors for, I don't want to say doors, I guess that sounds like an opportunity, but I think it opens up a lot of safety issues as it relates to women. And that's why I'm completely against it. But when you have when you have to make that decision, you need to go with what is placed. You know, I don't agree with it, but I have to look at a bigger picture. If I'm in that position where I'm making a decision whether or not my school district is going to abide by that or not. I'm not going to put my personal beliefs and issues in front of what could potentially impact a great number of kids in my educational system. I just think that's very irresponsible, period. And I don't know what your overall stance is on it. I'm just now tuning in. I'm at an event, but this issue as it stands, I'm against it. I think if you were born with whatever genital you were born with, that's the restroom you need to go to. There was a little girl yesterday that was choked at a restaurant. I think it was Jimmy John's or one of those restaurants. Anyway, she was choked in a restroom. And her mom, she's eight-year-old little girl, her mom was in the restaurant, and someone saw this man pulling a girl into a stall, and she was untied. Once we start getting used to seeing people of the opposite sex going into bathrooms, we won't necessarily be too alarmed by seeing a man go into a woman's bathroom. That customer that saw that triggered the restaurant, someone in the restaurant, and said, wait a minute, there's a man that's in the woman's restroom with a little girl. Luckily, he got apprehended on the scene, and this just happened yesterday. Though this wasn't a transgender guy going into a woman's bathroom, but that definitely opens up some concerns and opportunities for people who are, say, for instance, pedophiles, to just walk into a woman's bathroom holding up or posing as if they are transgender or they identify with the opposite sex just so they can assault people. I'm completely against it, but when it comes down to legislation stating that you have to abide by it, by all means, I think it's irresponsible not to because of who else it impacts.
And that's one of the arguments or the things that I was discussing prior to you joining us, Dee, is the fact that it puts the school districts in a very compromising position as well, because the schools, as I said, are already underfunded. Teachers are underpaid. They have to already cut a lot of resources and things that they have to do in order to effectively educate our children and give them the informed information that they need in order to be functioning members of society that are informed, that are educated, and that are cultured. So now you're going to add another issue to their plate. And again, I agree with you. Those are some of the points I made, that we don't know who's who. And this, to me, is just an opportunity for us to open up another Pandora box of predators, people that don't necessarily have the best interest of art of other people's children or people. And it's not just the predators. As I said, you see headline news every day of children are now being more exposed to substance abuse. If you look at our judicial system, or the convicts are becoming younger and younger, because they're facing more pressures to do certain things. Who knows that a teenager could be the victim or the victimizer that are victimizing these young girls or young boys? It could go either way in these bathrooms because you just don't know. And as parents, part of parents' responsibility is to protect their kids. They're given an innate instinct to protect. So whether they think the LGBT or whatever they are saying that parents do some of these things that are for the things that you brought up, that these are things that are unfounded, these are fears that they're projecting upon themselves, that is their job. That is their responsibility as parents, is to foresee and to think of the things that possibly could happen to their kids, or the danger that you're possibly putting their children in. The story that you just brought up or told about the little girl that got choked, I was telling them about the story that happened a few months ago with the father. Even though it was a male restroom, still, this was a male that was in a restroom that his child, when they stopped at, I think it was in Jacksonville, Florida, when they stopped at a McDonald's, and the brother went in, and the other brother didn't come out. But the point that we're both trying to make is that whether they think it's fears we're projecting upon ourselves, no parents want to get that phone call. No parents want to hear that.
It's crazy, and as we always do, we are as rich as we possibly can by making sure that the information that we give is credible. I did find a story, and it actually broke yesterday. It says, cops, man choked 8-year-old girl in restaurant bathroom. Police in Chicago say a man choked an 8-year-old girl until she passed out in the bathroom of a restaurant. According to WLS TV, the girl was with her mom at Jason's Deli, so it wasn't Jimmy and John. It was Jason's Deli restaurant in Chicago's South Loop when she went by herself to the restroom on May 7th. Now, that's the day before Mother's Day, so it was a week from today. Her mom reportedly heard a scream from the bathroom, ran in to find a man carrying her unconscious daughter into a stall. Reese Hart's Eastern, 33, was subdued by others inside the eatery until police arrived. The girl was hospitalized, but there's no word on her condition. Hardison, who's being held without bond, was charged with aggravated kidnapping of a child, aggravated battery of a child, and causing bodily harm. It's just, you know, it's just not safe, period. Men, I don't care if you are a transgender man and you now all of a sudden you identify as a woman. A man is still stronger than a woman, period. Changing your genitalia does not change your strength, period. I totally feel that it's just not safe. And I'm not against anyone's personal preference or their decision to do whatever they want to do with their body. I'm not against that at all. I'm not homophobic, none of that. But I don't agree with it at all. I'm the type of person, I don't even like using public restrooms. I try to make sure I take care of that before. I don't like public restrooms, but sometimes you're in that predicament. And I just think it just opens up a lot of issues as it relates to safety. It really does. And I think right now, our nation, we're so concerned about being politically correct and making sure everyone feels comfortable. And I feel like those choices are choices. There was a lady who was on television last night. She's here in the Dallas. I think she's out of Plano. But and it was on Fox 4. And I don't know if I'll have enough time to look it up or whatever. But she's basically stated that her daughter, she had a little girl, and at the age of 5, she said she didn't feel like a girl. By the time she got into grade school, she decided that she wasn't wearing any more dresses. They first thought it was a tomboy issue. She considered, oh, she's just a tomboy. Then she told her mom, like every time she would come home, she would run to the bathroom. And she did not feel, she's like, why is it that you got to go to the bathroom? She doesn't use the restroom at school. Well, at that time, she told her mom she wasn't using the restroom at school because she doesn't feel like a girl and feels weird going to the girl's bathroom. Well, fast forward several years later, she's still in, at this point, I believe she was in middle school. She talked to the counselor and said, hey, my daughter needs to use the bathroom. This is how she feels. She started being able to use the bathroom in the counselor's restroom. So apparently this is issues that young kids face on a day-to-day basis. And she said once the school, and this is completely crazy, I'll try to find a story and put it up, but I mean literally it was last night on the news, the little girl's mom talked to the school, they made the bathrooms non-gender specific. And this is way before all of this. And then she said her daughter started flourishing. Her daughter started feeling more comfortable as a little, you know, living her life as a little boy, quote unquote. But all that to say, those are controlled environments, and I can see how that could possibly be helpful for kids who have that struggle. But even in a school being a controlled environment, three weeks ago, a little girl lost her life in a bathroom fight.
Yep, I brought that up too. 15-year-old.
Right, so things happen in bathrooms, you know, and it's just not safe. So me and Stacey, we think along the same line. But we really have to look at what is safe. And I just feel that the decision was not safe. I don't feel that the Obama administration or any administration should have made any decision on this. I just don't think it's right. If I walk in the bathroom and I'm in a stall, just imagine this, you women or even men who don't understand what the big deal about is, because I'll tell you this, I doubt that there'll be many women who are wanting to go into a men's stall, regardless if they identify as a man or not. So men don't have that much of a safety issue. It's the women who are going into the restrooms. And I can just imagine me going to a shopping center at 11 o'clock, 11 a.m., not too many people in the mall. I need to go to the restroom. Or imagine this is your sister or your mom. She has to go to the restroom. Not too many people in the mall. She goes to an 8-stall restroom, and in stall number 7 is a man. And he's just waiting on the next person to come in. Again, I'm not talking about someone who is transgender who has no interest in attacking anyone, but a man dressing up as if he is transgender goes into a woman's bathroom. Because it's legal, no one's really looking at the fact that, oh, wait a minute, there's a man going into a woman's bathroom because it's legal. And then she goes into the restroom, myself, your sister, your mom, and she goes into the restroom stall, and here he comes. There's reasons why certain things aren't the way everybody, you just can't appease everybody, you can't accommodate everybody, and I just feel that it's completely wrong. I think it's going to be a lot more issues that we're going to see in the news about these types of situations where women are going to be attacked by people abusing the liberty that this law is giving people that are identifying with a different sex.
The thing that I always say, because I was talking about before as you brought up, it's a choice. This is a choice that they make, and they are referring to the Obama administration. I don't know if you happen to see the CNN press conference, because there is a standing debate right now with the House bill, the House bill number 2 between the Obama administration and North Carolina, because they refuse to heed to this guideline that they're imposing upon the schools. And the Secretary of State, she comes out, and her argument in defense is this is similar to the Jim Crow era. Now, the Jim Crow era, for people who don't understand what the Jim Crow era is when a particular race of people were discriminated against based on the color of their skin from not using certain restrooms, drinking from water fountains, and entering certain restaurants. And to me, I thought it was asinine. I thought it was even an insult because she's black. For her to stand there on that podium in front of the world, in front of the country, and make that comparison, because it's not the same. The color of the skin that you were born in is you were born in that skin. You cannot take it off. This was a skin that you were wonderfully and fearfully made and beautifully adorned in by your maker. You can't take it off. You can't rub it off. And we were discriminated against by a set of people that think and thought they were superior to us. And in the Constitution, it still says we're less than human beings. And they put up these rules, man-made rules, to discriminate against one class of people because of their skin tone, which they had no control over. Transgenderness is a choice that you make. It's something you can take off and put on tomorrow, because they said these are children with raven hormones, mothers still have to remind them to brush their teeth, clean up their rooms, and do all of those things. 20 years from now, they can decide to change their mind. And I no longer want to do this, or I don't longer want to do that, or no, because it's trendy right now and it's popular. And all the things that we're seeing, we know how adoptable kids are. We all were teenagers and wanted to be popular and do the popular thing. I don't think it compares. And I thought it was very insultive to the race of black people for her to even make that comparison. I can't believe it came from the Obama administration, for her even to make the comparison, because it's not the same thing.
It's funny you said the Bush administration, because that's what it sounded like.
Because it was crazy. Imagine, in Jim Crow era, black people were being hanged if you use the same water fountain. If you step in the same restroom as a white person, you were being killed. It's not
and guess what?
Comparison.
A person that decides, it's a decision,
it's
too. A person that decides that they want to, it's actually the opposite. It's wanting to go to a restroom that you don't necessarily have the right to go to, not based off of discrimination, but based off of your DNA.
And that's what I'm saying. And the thing that I continue to ask them, because I said I am not a homophobe. I'm not against whatever choices people choose to make or how you choose to live. My problem with their decision is You complain all the time that people don't allow you to live the way you want to live and you make the choice that you want to make. But in return, you take away other people's choices to disagree with you and not to support you in your choice. It doesn't mean that they have anything against you, that you're in love, that they don't want you to exist in this world, because that's not the truth at all. Else your parents wouldn't be going through this sacrifice and crying and all of those type of things when you decide to make these choices that you decide to make. However, you cannot take other people's choice away, not for wanting to agree with you and not wanting you to impose your choice upon their children. That's what I'm saying. You are also doing an injustice to the other people of the world that you share this world with, that you share this country with, by taking their choice away as well. That's what it is to me. You're taking away our choice not to agree with you and not to want to expose our children to certain things because of a choice that you make. It's a choice you make, not a choice I make.
I'm letting you know right now, if my daughter's school decides that that's what they're going to do, it's going to be a problem for me.
I was encouraging parents to rethink homeschooling. And I know a lot of parents can't afford to, because we all have to work to support our family and our domestic situations is different. But early in the show, I was encouraging parents, because there's free online schooling now from accredited schools, and that you may want to start considering these things, because, you know, I love kids and I want them one day. But right now, the way the world is set up and the way it's going, I don't know so much, because I don't know. I don't know if I can actually take on the panicness that I would feel trying to protect my kids. I don't know. You know, and I'm glad Dee's on the line, because she's a parent, so she can even talk more about the fear and the anxiety that she feels just thinking about this. Even just the headline news that she brought up, that broke news yesterday, of that child being choked. And I was talking about the little boy, you know, and that even wasn't a transgender issue. But the point I'm saying, there's so many things in danger that you see happen in bathrooms. Our headlines, news every day for our judicial system are showing us every day that crimes are being committed not just by adults. We have teenagers that are raping. And you saw, what was that, 2 weeks ago, Dee, in Texas, the little boy, he was 15 years old that broke into the store that was trying to rape the cashier by knife point. And this
that's here in Dallas too. That is true. I forgot about that. 13-year-old kid should have been in school. This wasn't a weekend.
And that's what I'm saying. The things that are happening in terms of safety and criminal activities is not just happening by adults. They're being committed by teenagers and kids too. So the thing, what I'm basically saying, or what we're both saying, is it's not safe. It is not safe, and I think you're endangering the children. And to put these school districts and these teachers that are already underfunded, that are already underpaid, overworked in this situation, to now make a difficult decision because fear of more budgets being cut from their schools, so they cannot efficiently, effectively educate these kids and give them the informed information they need to be functional, educated, cultured members of this society for the next generation. It's unfair. The government should have no business in it. And I'm very disappointed in the Obama administration. And for them to be referring this to comparing it to the Jim Crow era, that was even more upsetting to me.
It's crazy. It really is. You know, and if you speak out against something like that, where someone's ability to do, I guess, anything that's non-criminal, if you speak out against a certain group's preferences, or if you speak out about equality or something that has to do with what one group wants to do, be it a feminist group, African American, Black group, you know, the H. I don't know my acronyms. I'm sorry. Like, I'm driving and talking. I can't do that. Two things at once. But anything to do with the gay or lesbian community, if you speak out against something that they're passionate about, you're automatically put in a box of being prejudiced. And it's not. I have relatives. This is something I mean saying. I have black friends, but I have relatives that are very close to me that are gay. And, you know, I say that without any shame. I have an aunt that's gay, and one of my two brothers is gay. So he's not the gay, let me say the gay. I feel like I'm being politically incorrect, but at this point I don't care. He's not one of those that dresses up like a woman.
You mean the flamboyant ones? They call them.
Right. He's not. He would never go into a woman.
And the
he would never go into a woman's restroom.
Mm-hmm.
One of my brothers is gay. He would never go into a woman's restroom at all. But I feel like you can't speak out against certain things, I think, and not be considered racist or prejudiced. I feel like men, if you was born with a penis, you need to go to a man's restroom and vice versa. Now, there are some restaurants that the bathrooms are unisex.
Yeah, because it's just one bathroom.
Gas
and then you wait for the next person to come out and you go in.
Right.
Those facilities I understand. But when you have a choice to use the restroom under the gender that you were born in, not the one you identify with or the one you feel comfortable in, the one you were born in that you were given by your maker, that's the bathroom you should use.
You know, pretty soon, I mean, there's no line. You know, pretty soon people are going to be like, well, this is a stretch, but I want your house because that's the lifestyle that I identify with. I should be able to get a loan for $500,000 home. Because that's the lifestyle I identify with. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, it is. I should be able to attend your university even though my SAT scores aren't there because I feel like I am intellectually advanced and I should be able to attend your university. I'm not sure why I didn't get accepted. You know, pretty soon it's just ridiculous. 30 years ago, this notion would be considered ridiculous. You never know. Once you start bending and folding and compromising, then the world completely changes and goes off track. Now, this is just one of the things that we all going to embrace eventually. Some won't, others will. You'll adapt to it, and you just move on. Like, you know, that's just the way life is. Is sad, but, you know, it is what it is. This is just the beginning. You know, when same-sex marriages became legal, it was the same thing. So pretty soon, there is no boundary. You know, men can go in a women's restroom, women can go in a men's restroom. There's no boundary. Men can marry men, women can marry women. Pretty soon people will be able to marry their dogs, their pets, you know. And it's ridiculous. We're laughing. It may sound like it may be far-fetched, but let's see what happens in 2040, if I'm still around. What's 2040 is what, fool? What's that, 23? I should be still around. It's 23 years from now. But what's going to happen in the year 2030, 2040? You know, people are going to be, you know, in love with their spouse, with their, be able to marry their kids if they want to.
Well, guys, this is certainly a topic and a debate that we
ridiculous.
Can discuss. It's ridiculous, and it's a topic and a debate we can go on and discuss all day long, you know, and I'm very appreciative and glad that Dee was able to chime in to give her, and especially from a parent perspective, her fears and her thoughts on the topic. And as you hear, we both agree. We agree wholeheartedly on the whole topic from, you know, the start of the show towards the end of the show now, which we have gone well over the time. I'm glad I gave it a little bit more time. But it's just crazy. again, as I said, I'm extremely and highly disappointed in the Obama administration. This is not one of the things I wanted you to be remembered for in your last year in office, in your last term. And again, as I said before, you are imposing a choice that you made upon another set of people that you share the state with, you share this country with, and this world with, that they did not make. That's what you're doing. So basically you're in turn doing to us what you think is being done to you. And that's not fair. It's not fair. I don't agree. It's not safe for everybody, especially the kids. Crimes are not just being committed by adults anymore. Look at our jurisdictional system. Look at the headline news every single day. Do your research. Teenagers, kids, they're committing murder. They're killing even their parents. They're raping, trying to rape adults themselves. Every single day, you see it all over. Social media, they're making videos about it too. And all of those type of things as if it's nothing, because they seem to be immune and they fear nothing right now. So I don't agree. I don't like it. For the parents that are listening, that are out there, I would strongly suggest, as I said before from the start of the show, that you guys start looking into homeschooling if that's something that is ideal for you and something that you can accommodate with your domestic situation. Because personally, that would be my next move, is to start figuring out how I can probably work from home or become an entrepreneur and work for myself. And so I can accommodate maybe homeschooling my child. If your particular school district decide that this is the route they want to go. And that's just my thought. I don't know if you have any final words, Dee, but that's my thought. That's my thought process, and that's what I would say to them. Because I really feel bad for them right now, for the position that they're being put in. Because I would not want to be in that position.
There's some transgender people that don't even, or not even say trans, I keep on saying transgender. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not familiar with all the terminology, you know, but for who, not everyone that identifies with a different
different sex or transgender.
Different
they don't
sex.
To dress that.
They don't necessarily care to go to the women's bathroom. Or vice versa. Not everybody who identifies with a different sex than what they were initially born wants to go to the woman's bathroom. You know, a lot of them, it's not a big deal. A lot of them may not even care if it's, you know, a man may not, or a woman may not be dying to go to a smelly man's bathroom. Like, it's not a big deal. At home, your bathroom is unisex. Mine is, but that's in, again, a controlled and a comfortable environment. But obviously, I can go on and on and on. I apologize. My schedule prevented me from being on air. And, you know, I just, like I said, this is just something that is just crazy to me. But it's the beginning of a whole lot of crazy that our world is starting to respond to, starting to create, starting to accept. And, you know, you have to deal with it. You know, I don't want to go into a woman's restroom seeing a guy in there at all. I don't. But if it happens and I got to use it, if he got to use the bathroom, and I'm not close to my house, then I'm going to go in there, you know, and just pray and hope that, you know, it's okay.
Who is supposed to be there is in there?
It's in there.
Right.
Got my little mace. You know, hey, Texas is concealed carry.
Most states, it's one of the rights of all United States citizens that you have the right to bear arms.
Ladies, stay strapped. Go in the bathroom.
So, you know, I hate to say it, as I said, you know, it's one of the rights of all civil, you know, one of the civil rights of all United States citizens. They have a right to bear arms. So, that's all I'm going to say. Well, guys, the clock is winding down. It's running out of time.
I wear open carry. I'm crazy. But at the end of the day, stay, you know, just stay prayed up. That's all I can say. But the moment I walk into a situation, I'm on the phone. You just get on the phone and just start talking to somebody. If you ever find yourself uncomfortable, not anywhere, outside the bathroom, anywhere. But, yeah, I was not happy about the Obama administration making that call. There was no need to. He's on his way out the office. I guess he's like, I do what I want to do. But at the end of the day, I would have stayed away from that type of issue.
Mm-hmm.
I would have.
I mean, that's my personal opinion as well. If I was him, I would have stayed away from it. But nonetheless, what is done is done, and he did not. This is just the thoughts and perspective of Stacy and Dee. Everyone is allowed to have their own thoughts, their own opinion, and own perspective on the topic. We thank you again for tuning in and for spending your Saturday listening to us as we, you know, explore our thoughts and perspective and voice our opinions. Again, the only thing I would leave with parents is just be safe and, you know, protect your kids by whatever means necessary that you are allowed to within the law to protect your children, because that's your right as a parent. It's your innate right as a parent. That's the instinct you were given when God gave you the responsibility of parenthood. You know, explore your options, homeschooling if you can, maybe starting your own business so you can work from home, looking at jobs that allow you to work from home depending on what your domestic situations are. That's what I would encourage you to do, because this is crazy. It is crazy, and I'm very disappointed, again, in our current president that is in office or administration that is governing the country. And once you fall for anything, you fall for practically whatever. And that's what is happening in our world now. If you don't stand for anything, you fall for anything, and that's what's happening. We're not standing for anything anymore, so we're falling for anything. And that's basically all I have. And we're here
that's
every Saturday.
We're here every Saturday. And you guys, we have a special guest for next week.
Yes, we have a
so
very interesting
definitely,
topic. Tune in.
Definitely tune in. Just very a woman that I admire. She's going to share her story with us. We're going to open up dialogue and conversation. But I'm just, like I said, I'm very excited about our topic for next week. Very beautiful and lovely young lady. And she is in our area. She's here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So she has some really good things coming up down the pipe in September, I believe, of this year. But we're going to hear a story and hopefully open up dialogue about a very delicate issue that impacts everyone. A lot of people look at this as a woman's issue, but it impacts anyone and everyone that's involved in that individual's life. So join us next week, Saturday, the 21st of May. I can't believe next month is June. We almost got this whole 2016 knocked out. This year is almost halfway done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
that's what I was saying this morning. That is crazy that today is the, you know, we're already in the fifth month of the year. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, guys, so with that being said, as Dee said, it's so funny how fast the year is. Do what it is that you want to do in life. You know, touch the stars. I mean, cross the rivers, climb the mountains, whatever it is that your ambition is, your goal is, your dream or desire to do, I encourage you to do it, because time is not waiting on any of us and it's going by quickly, and the last thing you want to get up with is regrets. So, you know, with that being said, next week, the 21st, we'll be here 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we have a great topic coming up for you guys, and we can't wait. I'm excited about it, as well as Dee, and just to hear from our guests, and to hopefully something that we may said might encourage or impact someone's life, or change someone's life, or change their thought process about something. That's pretty much what we try to do each week, is hope that something we may say may trigger thought process, open up dialogue and conversation, and, you know, start something going in the brain where it's getting you to the juices flowing and the mind working. But again, we thank you for your support and for always tuning in with us and spending your time with us. Everything for us is the same across the board. Tea Talk time. Follow us on social media, like our fan page, and, you know, invite 5 other people to join the calls with you on Saturday or to listen on air. It's blogtalkradio.com/teatalktime. So you can just, you can look us up. And, you know, thank you again to my beautiful co-host for chiming in and giving her wonderful perspective as usual, especially coming from a parent. I'm sure it was well received and well heard for those that are listening that are parents too. You know, yeah, so that's it. So we got a few minutes left and then the clock is going to run out. Well, you guys enjoy. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, or, you know, I see some Florida numbers that are on the south, you know, the east coast, southeast coast, enjoy the beautiful weather, you know, and if you're in Dallas, enjoy the weather as well. It looks like the rain clouds are moving out. The Taste of Urban is going on today. Get out and, you know, it's a free event, guys, and go do that. So, yeah, and, yeah, I'm going to go run errands myself and get on with the day. So have a wonderful day, guys. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you next week, the 21st, with another amazing topic and a wonderful guest that we will announce. Bye-bye.
Bye.